the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life.
The Handcrafted Spirits Radio Show on TSN 1410, presented by Sid's Handcrafted Vodka, presents The Good Life with Cassandra Anderton.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Find out what's going on in the world of food, wine, and spirits around Vancouver, and meet the pros behind the bars and behind some of the city's most popular dining spots. It's The Good Life.
It's a beautiful sunny day in downtown Vancouver, and we're in the harbor aboard Pacific Yacht Charters with manager David Faze, who's a cocktail expert and is going to whip up a Summerdine Fizz, a raspberry Summerdine Fizz that we enjoyed a couple weeks ago when we were aboard a dinner fundraiser for Le Dames d'Escoffier. And David is accompanied by Chef Marty Raw, who's also prepared a few appetizers, and we're going to hear about that. So David, can you tell us a little bit about the drink?
Well, for the Le Dames Summerdine event, you brought us a lovely bottle of Agave Northern Spirit Gin, which has the most remarkable color of sunshine. So we were inspired to do something summery and light, and knowing that our guests were all ladies and dames, we wanted to make it light and refreshing for the summer, and enjoying it on the sky deck.
It was the perfect way to start the dinner, and there were many appetizers accompanying this.
Yes.
So what are you putting in your drink here today, David?
Well, we're going to make two. So four raspberries, lovely, fresh, ripe raspberries in each shaker. Good squeeze of a little wedge of lime. Some torn mint and basil from our little window box garden we have going on the dock, which is great fun for Marty to go out and clip things. Some slivered fresh ginger, or if you've got the rootstock ginger concentrate, it's really terrific to go with it.
Something like a simple ginger syrup would work as well?
Yeah, just careful on the sweetness. Ice, of course, in each one. Warm in here, it's not crispy. And then the good stuff, the Agave gin. It's an ounce and a half drink. Whoops. Because one doesn't want to mess around, right?
Best to err on the plus side, I say.
You want it to taste
it. So I'm going to let you muddle up the drink.
I'm going to muddle.
While you're muddling, we're going to check in with Chef Raw. And he's going to tell us a little bit about the appetizers that he's brought today.
Hi, how are you doing? So today I've prepared three hors d'oeuvres with a dessert as well. So first of all, it is fresh cantaloupe with crispy pancetta and pickled onions.
Just beautiful.
Yeah. And it's finished off with Domenico olive oil, which is actually owned by our owner as well of the yacht. And second is roasted cauliflower bruschetta with raisins and saffron on top of olive oil crostinis. And third we have I just made this today, actually, so I was inspired just by the heat, you know, I wanted to serve you guys something fresh. So it's albacore tuna with a ginger cilantro vinaigrette and some radishes for freshness.
And I think that ginger will go particularly well with the cocktail, and if you could see this here, the radishes are shaved very elegantly, and it's the presentation on all of these is just spectacular. And it looks like there's a cheesecake or some sort of dessert here. Tell us about that.
Yes, so and to finish off the hors d'oeuvres, we have strawberry lime cheesecake in a vanilla hot shells.
And aboard the ship, when you have guests coming, you work with them to customize all the menus, just like David worked on customizing the drink. So what I really appreciated when I was here for the dinner is that you had done something special with the wines, and everything just worked together, and we sat aboard the deck and just had a lovely evening, so that's what I really appreciated.
So what's great about us, we're quite flexible. We work with what the customers want. Each menu, each event is tailored specifically to each client's needs.
Thank you so much. And so we're back here with David, and he's been muddling and mixing and stirring and shaking.
And a good twist of cracked black pepper, because that goes with the raspberry. And summery. We chose to serve it in a wine glass so that it's comfortable to hold. You can get cold hands, feeling a little more elegant. Now we're going to just put about 2 ounces of elderflower pressé in, just to give it the fizz. And the last is just a kiss of tonic.
A kiss?
Because it is gin, after all. Mm. And there you go.
Well, I'm going to give this a try, and maybe another try. it is absolutely delicious. Thank you, David.
Pretty color too.
And so yes, it's beautiful. It's beautiful, and I love the fresh herbs from your window box. So thank you so much. Pacific Yacht Charters you can look them up online, and all the information's there. And we're with the Handcrafted Spirit Show here. I'm Cassandra Anderton, Good Life Vancouver, and you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Good Life Van for all sorts of other cocktail news around the city. Thanks, David.
Thank you.